Okay, welcome to the Classic Cult TV Club, where we watch cult TV from 20 years ago and before. And we're here today with Angus.
Hello.
Baylor.
Hello.
Mackenzie.
Hey.
Jeanette.
Hi.
Lisa.
Hey.
And Alex.
Hey.
And this is our sort of overview episode where we actually look at what we've looked at over the year and sort of get comment about what people thought the best and worst were. We have quite a few here. We've got The Muppet Show, Ren and Stimpy we watched this year.
Cat Weasel.
Cat Weasel, Doctor Who, Robot, Fraggle Rock, Animaniacs, Tintin, Firefly, and Doctor Who, City of Death. So two Doctor Who's.
Mm. Yes. Tom Baker.
Tom Baker.
Tom Baker deserves two.
But does he though?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I guess go around the table and see what people thought was the best and the worst out of the list. Angus, what did you think?
So I was kind of all over the place going into this because I brought Tintin in, which I knew was going to be dicey. That and I was like 50-50 on the rest of the things. So Firefly, I'm not a big fan of. Cat Weasel, I quite enjoyed. But the thing that kind of stood out and surprised me were I really enjoyed Animaniacs. And I really was surprised by how much I enjoyed Fraggle Rock.
You're really happy to hear that.
Yeah. And I picked it.
Yeah.
They were both, because it's a good one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They were both really, really good. I was really kind of caught off guard by them. And The Muppet Show, was that...
We watched two episodes, didn't we?
We watched two episodes. That was fun. I did enjoy the Mark Hamill one. The spooky episode
was Christopher Lee.
It was Vincent Price.
The Vincent Price episode I didn't enjoy quite as much as the Mark Hamill one, but. Yeah,
Mark, we still so talk fun. About that. Yeah. And when we watched, what did we were obviously something Star Wars related. We watched something and she turned around and went, oh, that's the guy from that Muppet Show episode. And I was like, what? We must have watched something Star Wars related and you pointed out Mark Hamill and went, that's the guy from the Muppet Show.
I'm sure that he would absolutely love to be surprised by that as well.
He probably would.
Yeah.
His performance really was
fantastic. He had a lot of fun in the role.
You could see that.
And I think the more I'm kind of seeing Mark Hamill over the years, he's just here for it, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's just he's here to have fun. He loves what he does and he has a good time and I think that's really awesome.
Yes, yeah.
I quite enjoyed all of those.
Good.
Cat Weasel was always good fun, so.
What was the one you disliked?
Oh, Firefly.
Firefly.
Easily Firefly. The rest of these are still okay.
Why didn't you like Firefly?
Because it's such a letdown of a show. Like, the episodes
such
are okay, but it's
when we did
such
that
a letdown of a show. It's just, like, if there were, like, five more seasons, maybe it's worthwhile to watch, but it's not worthwhile. It's just... You get more content out of watching Stargate SG-1, and there's no story there.
Jesus.
I don't like Stargate SG-1 either. So, that's a double burn.
Is it all of Stargate you don't like?
SG-1's definitely the worst. Atlantis has fun episodes. SG-1 has fun episodes, but, like, I think Atlantis... They knew what they were doing by the time they did Atlantis. And they still had a cast that wasn't dead inside. Which is, by the time SG-1 started having good story and started getting interesting, all the cast members were just... They were decaying. It was...
How many series did they do? 13 or something?
They did 10 series of SG-1. Oh, they never finished it because they
just
cancelled beforehand.
But they did like mini-series, wasn't there? Movie-length episodes on mini-series?
They did.
They
did what? Like Atlantis Universe Origins that I know of.
And they did mini-series. SG-1, they did mini-series long episode,
They did movie-length episodes.
Yeah, that's it, to wrap up loose ends.
But they only did a few.
They did a few of them. I think Adrian watched them. I never watched them. I think I went and watched SG-1. Was it last year, beginning of this year? I think I kept saying I was going to put it on the table this year and I never did. I checked
no
it
idea.
Yeah.
We have to do it.
Now it feels like a fever dream. It's just like...
The entirety of SG-1 is a fever dream. I think I watched it in like 10 days.
12 days or something like
that. That is a fever dream. So was it like a season a day or something?
It was almost that, because they're 50-minute episodes, 50-minute episodes. There's 20 per season. There's 10 seasons. Even
so at the end, you'd be going, so what was that I just did over the last week? No idea.
Well, it definitely was an exam revision, which is what I was meant to be doing. I think it was year 10, and I just sat down like in the lead-ups to exam and just watched the entirety of SP1
because it was why you watched it
more interesting than exam revision.
It's like a malaise, isn't it? It's like that quote from, I'm arranging myself now, that quote from Wayne's World where it's like, that time when I thought I had mono and I was just really, really bored. It's like, that feels like what you were going through.
It was terrible. And thankfully, I'd wisened up by year 12 and watched decent stuff before exam revision.
I was thinking, at least I got wise by year 12 and studied, but no.
So have
you watched Little Firefly and the movie?
I haven't seen the movie. I got too bored by the TV show, and the movie just wraps it all up, and I'm like, I'm not invested enough to see the conclusion, actually.
And it kind of swings a bit off kilter to be a bit more action-based anyway, so it's not really the best conclusion to the season.
Yeah.
Okay, so Baylor, what did you think was the best and worst out of what we watched?
Animaniacs and Fraggle Rock, definitely up there as my top two. The worst, Cat Weasel. Definitely not a fan. Thank you very much for playing.
What was it about Cat Weasel that got your goat?
I just couldn't believe that you were an actor once.
Oh no, it's true.
Pretty serious.
That's a fake laugh.
Guys, remember when I used to bring her here and, you know, she'd just sit in the corner and not talk to anyone?
They were the good old days. Okay, Mackenzie, what was your favourite out of the ones you watched?
Now, you're going to have to excuse the handwriting. It's your mother's.
You like Fraggle Rock.
You were there for most of them, I think.
Yeah. You weren't there for all of them.
Not all of them.
No. We didn't let her come to Ren and Stimpy, but then when we actually watched it, I was like, she could have watched this. She's watched worse.
Exhibit A.
I think at the time we'd been watching all the Simpsons episodes.
I thought you were banning us from talking about the horror show that was...
South Park.
South Park. You banned us from it 5 seconds ago, and yet here you are.
I know.
Were you a Muppet fan? Apparently you talk about it even now. Oh, you're an Animaniacs fan?
Because that was the one she picked.
She picked it.
What else? You get to pick one more.
Oh, I didn't go there, so I'm not going to do it.
Cat Weasel. Were you a fan of Cat Weasel?
I don't think she watched Cat Weasel.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, that was the one with the old wizardy guy that came from the
Muppet Show. Which one was your least favourite then?
You weren't there for Firefly, I don't think.
No, Tintin.
You were there for the Doctor Who episodes.
Least favourite was Cat Weasel.
Do I do another one?
If you talk about it and not just put lines on a piece of paper.
Didn't you like Cat Weasel? Do you remember why, or just picked it because...
It's just too old for my thing.
I can get behind that, that's exactly my feelings
because
too.
Because I'm too young.
How young are you now?
Lie.
I'm 4 years old.
Yay! Wow, you really... I was about to say, you really did introduce Mackenzie to South Parker.
Because I'm in July and it's December, so it's like half.
Eight and a half. That's a film by... I forgot his name, but it's just...
Fellini,
that's the one. Yeah, I've not seen it. No, should I?
No, probably not.
Did I watch one of the Doctor Who's?
I thought you watched both of them.
Which one is...
You were here for this one, because I wasn't here for that one. I heard that you turned up.
Yeah, because we noticed when you weren't here, we realised how much you would have
Which one didn't you like?
So which one are you crossing off there?
You didn't like Doctor Who.
You didn't like Doctor Who?
Doctor Who City of Death.
That's fair.
Slow-moving.
Too old for Mackenzie.
Yeah, I like the kids' shows.
But like age-wise, not like...
The shows were very much tilted to a younger audience this year.
Yeah, so
you don't realise how much we've kind of evolving for you.
I mean, that was Justin and Jeanette. So that was their favourite show growing up, was Doctor Who.
It was. I love that. That was my favourite.
Can someone change their lives? was.
She thinks your past was too sad. You need to make it happier.
Oh, I like that you had to explain it to the audience.
I was explaining it for the audience.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. So I'll move on.
Yes.
Jeanette, what was your pick for 2022?
Probably other than the ones I chose, obviously Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
Why do you like Doctor Who?
Fred Lock, surprisingly. Oh, yeah. I didn't do justice to it because I was really tired, I think, by the time we watched it, and I didn't say much.
Because that was a double episode, wasn't it? We recorded them back to back.
Yes, we did.
Because I remember at the time people were ragging on about how it felt like everybody was on drugs in the episode, and I felt disappointed when I brought it that nobody liked it.
No, I think we were too just out of exhaustion that we were the ones that felt like we were on drugs.
I actually did like Fraggle Rock. And I think of that, I mean, I prefer it to most of the Muppet stuff. It had a little bit more, it's a little bit more out there, I think.
Yeah.
A bit odd and unusual, and I like that. I did like Fraggle Rock. Tintin I enjoy, although I could see the problems with it that I probably didn't notice so much watching it with young children. Not a big fan of Firefly. I didn't dislike it, but it just doesn't do anything for me. Why do I love Doctor Who? Well, Doctor Who's Doctor Who. Yeah. I just do. I started watching it when I was, I said that, 15? 16. So I watched this just after it was made. Started watching Doctor Who. It's funny. It was space, time travel. I love time travel. Yeah. Any story involving time travel. I just love time travel.
So was there a specific favourite between the two?
Of the two Doctors.
Doctor Who's, yeah.
Oh, definitely the last one with Romana.
Yeah. What happened in the first one? Can anyone tell me what happened in
the first one? The first one, we only watched the first episode, and it was where the Fourth Doctor just regenerates into the Fourth Doctor.
Oh, so nothing actually happened. So
we didn't watch the full story. We were just watching the Doctor potter around and be the Doctor.
Be Zany, yes.
I can't remember.
Yeah. No.
And chasing
the
robot.
He was running around a military base. I don't know if you remember. And there was like a reporter lady who ended up getting herself captured. Not using names, because the names are the least memorable part of the entire thing.
Depends who
you are. I feel like I should remember her, but then I just don't feel like I remember. She was wearing like an entirely blue suit and drove a pretty cool car.
Can't remember.
And she got herself caught on purpose after going in and doing interviews. Mm.
We did decide that she was probably one of the smartest ones had.
Yeah.
I think she was the only redeeming thing about the episode, but Sarah, I don't remember the episode.
Yeah. Ends up with her own TV series under RTD.
Yeah, she's and I still that haven't watched that.
Yeah. And it's so really good. I was genuinely
fun. I did quite enjoy it.
So sad when Elizabeth Sutton died.
Mm.
It was like losing part of my growing up, I suppose, as well. Uh-huh. And I had loved the fact that she came back when she was
and she
older,
seemed very healthy, yeah.
And she was brilliant. She was just so good in Sarah Jane Adventures.
Just wondering how it all happened.
Yeah. She made such an impact when she came back for those episodes that they made her own spin-off. But, she just came back and was here for it, wasn't she?
Mm. Yeah,
she
was. Absolutely.
And it was so, yeah. So, yes.
So, least favourite? Most favourite was Doctor Who.
I just watched it. Least favourite.
You weren't a fan of Ren and Stimpy.
No, I'm not a fan of Ren and Stimpy. Not really. It was funny, but not a big fan of Ren and Stimpy. Probably would be my least favourite, I think.
Rude.
Just wasn't.
I love how everyone gets really invested in the ones that they brought to the table.
No, I'm aware Ren and Stimpy was a very bad bring to the table.
Oh, no, but that's fun. It's good fun.
I'm trying to think. So my picks this year was The Muppet Show and South Park. I'm trying to think of what my picks were, but I'm like, that must be it. Oh, and because Kenzie brought Animaniacs, didn't she?
Yeah.
So my favourites. There's the watching of the episode and how much you enjoy the show, and then there was enjoying the conversations that we had with it.
Yes.
I actually think I really enjoyed the conversations we had with Tintin, and I think if you were to watch those last 9 episodes, that would be my favourite episode to listen to. So, I don't know, make of that what you will. As far as watching an episode, Fraggle Rock was great, but I hadn't, more so for the nostalgic sense. You know, I hadn't watched it since I was a kid, and then going back and going, oh, those memories are actually real. That's, you know, that stuff that I kind of...
Oh, no, scary.
Yeah. I'm going, oh, I remember that now, but I didn't think that was actually a thing, you know?
Yeah.
There was a lot of that behind it, so I think probably Fraggle Rock, as far as my favourite show that we covered. My least favourite, well, it'd have to be Doctor Who Robot, because I still really don't remember much about it, so that's a
good sign. I forgot we watched Robot, multiple times.
Yeah. And I still kind of keep going, hey, what, we watched another Tom Baker one, did we? I keep getting that one confused with the John Pertwee one, I think.
Yeah, with the demons.
Yeah, they melded. Yeah, and you know what? I'm like going, yeah, I like that Doctor Who Robot episode. Oh my God, that fortune teller, she was hilarious. And it's like, no, that was the John Pertwee one. So, it'd have to be that one, just because I don't remember it. It's a really good sign of a bad show.
Yeah.
What about you, Alex?
I
think fast.
Yeah, I think then.
Alex.
thinking time, you better be ready. Don't mock me over this.
That was all about thinking time.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm not really the best at picking favourites, which is annoying for stuff like this. I can pick the worst, which is Cat Weasel. Sorry.
Okay.
I just don't feel as though that anything in the episode was particularly... it was older than what it was trying to...
You've stolen my pencil! Hey!
Some thievery going on over the other side of the table.
Sorry. That's fine. Yeah, I don't feel like watching any more of that would be particularly...
Cat Weasel.
I'm not sure, because they're all... It's not good, at least good when we're discussing them, so I'm not really sure which one of these is the best out of those ones we watched, which is annoying. Maybe I just got bad taste and just be like, everything's good except for the terrible stuff.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. There weren't particularly ones that stood out.
No, nothing that stood out.
Yeah.
I agree. Nothing really stood out.
It was all.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're dissing on Cat Weasel a lot, but Charles Budd Tingwell. Oh, little did we know that back in the... When did that show come out? The 60s? The 70s? Back in the 70s, Charles Budd Tingwell, he could get it. He was very hot. So, we live and we learn. The old dude from the castle?
Yeah.
I don't think anything was particularly bad.
This has no legs in the 21st century. It's just the kind of stuff that would be brilliant back then, but it's just irrelevant now.
Yeah. So we're like, you know, whereas previous years I'd try to bring like my A game to the table and end up being everyone's worst, and you'd bring something edgy to the table and it'd be everyone's favourite.
Yeah.
We need to do a bit more of that in 2023.
Yeah. I mean, there was one year where I brought Lex and everybody hated it. I was like, yes, I brought something that everybody hated.
That is still on Amazon Prime if you'd like to see it for yourself.
Conversation with someone about Lex, and they were mortified that everyone disliked it. They were like, "What?" But it was brilliant.
I think
they found it brilliant because of how terrible it was.
And also, like, I ended up, and that was around a time when the lockdowns, so I ended up watching the third season, which is better. Not that that's a particularly high bar to pass over, but maybe they're thinking later seasons it improved, because I watched the third season was. Because basically the idea was, it hinted at sort of the twist ending at the end, that one planet was heaven and one planet was hell, and they were going between them and finding that heaven was paradise and hell was hell. And it was a lot better in terms of the stories it was telling and how it was going around its style a bit better. So maybe I should have brought an episode from that. Or maybe I should leave them well enough alone and just...
Get out while the going is good.
Yeah. Okay. I still haven't watched the fourth season where they end up visiting Earth. I'm not sure if I should or not. Yeah.
Oh, no. That universally terrible, those. Because lots of series do that.
I feel like I've only ever watched... Was it Buck Rogers in the century? 24
and a half. Oh, 24. 24 and a half. No, that's a Daffy Duck one.
Oh, yeah, no, there's a Buck Rogers in something century.
21st century?
20, yeah, something like that.
Battlestar Galactica goes back.
Yeah, no, the only episode of Buck Rogers I've ever seen was when they went to Earth in the 70s. In the modern era in the 70s.
It
showed them, like, and they were trying to get through an airport and things like that. And it was just like, oh, my God.
I think Star Trek pulled it off the best, where they go back and try and rescue the whale.
Yes.
That's probably the best of any of those I've seen, where they have the futuristic sci-fi thing go back to current-day Earth.
Well, that's because Leonard Nimoy, he just...
Leonard Nimoy was brilliant.
He directed that one, and he did very well. I think it was something like a few of them all had a turn of directing them, and then William Shatner decided he wanted to have a turn and his was like the worst one. And Leonard Nimoy, the ones he did were the best ones. So.
Oh, and Lost in Space, where Will Smith gets to teleport back to Earth.
That's what I'm thinking of Lost in Space. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Anyway, we should...
Yeah, okay. Well,
Yes, you haven't had a turn yet.
So, a lot of defending to do. But the one I was most surprised by was Animaniacs. I thought, I actually...
Thank you.
Yes, I actually thought that was quite amazing in some ways.
Yeah.
As in... It was very witty all the way through, really witty.
I think, you know,
crazy sense of humour, but witty,
I think, you know, downside when watching, because we watched the first episode of the new series, and it felt as though it was trying hard to prove its existence, and it kind of let it down a bit.
Yeah. It was trying to kind of stand out amongst all the other reboots that were out there.
And it was like, just like, you know, we're still funny, let us exist, please.
Yes. But I think that's the meta part of what they do, though, is like, whereas other shows would try to do that, whereas...
Yeah,
they were actually literally saying.
I found Ren and Stimpy's probably. I mean, I can see artistically it's quite interesting, but too much. Just too much. You know, just continual battle against the viewer, so you're continually being attacked. Yeah. Animaniacs is kind of the same.
I thought that was Catweasel.
So in defence, so Catweasel.
You can't defend it. No, you can't defend it. I didn't defend mine. You can't defend yours.
Okay.
I did the opposite. I was like, I thought everybody hated my choice and everybody loved it.
Yeah.
Okay. Least favourite, surprisingly, was the Muppet Show episode with
Vincent.
What?
Mark Hamill. He got upset because we watched the second episode and he didn't want to, remember?
Yeah.
And we're like, no, 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 we're going to do a do-over. We're watching the Mark Hamill one. And he's like, no, do-overs, no do-overs.
I really enjoyed the Mark Hamill one. I didn't like the Vincent Price one at all.
I like Vincent Price.
See, I don't like Vincent Price.
Vincent Price is good if you know who he is, which Justin knows who he was.
I've watched every horror movie with Vincent Price.
So that's... Clearly hit notes with you.
That's right.
But the Mark Hamill one was also great, so...
It wasn't, too terrible, but it was... I thought it was a bit...
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, all over the place, but... Anyway, didn't mind Tintin too much, although, there are all those... problems with it. And I think those problems actually go through the entire series of Tintin. So it's colonialist adventure.
Oh, definitely.
It's unavoidable.
Firefly,
I think you just have to watch the entire series to get something out of it.
But you get one thing out of it and you're like, I've watched the entirety of Firefly, and that's the thing you get out of it.
No, there are ideas in there and things, but the universe in which it exists is pretty ridiculous. that's the only problem I have with it.
It's all set
in one solar system.
With like five, six, seven stars
and planets.
I like the conversations we had about it, though. I like it when there's problematic stuff. I think Tintin and Firefly, we had great conversations about it.
Yeah, we did.
And I get more out of that than the actual episodes sometimes. And we can have some really cool... Like when everyone sits there and we all kind of go, what did we think of that? We all loved it. Fantastic. Yeah. End of episode. We walk away.
Or worse, we end up talking about how much we love the series, but nothing about the episode itself.
And we don't actually get to delve deeply into
it. And the Doctor Who's, I think, need to be watched in context, I think.
So that was another sexy dude too, was it? What was his name? Julian Glover? Oh,
Julian Glover, yeah.
God! Yes. Oh, I was brought up in the wrong era, man. Oh, he was hot. Which I noticed you edited out, so thank you for that.
Okay.
Yeah, you edit out a lot of Lisa thirsting over different 80-year-old celebrities.
I won't edit this out, I promise.
No. You were like, you kind of said the first part of it, and I'm like, okay. And then you're like, and then that was it. And I'm like, oh, so you edited out like the 2-minute diatribe about how much I liked him.
How hot he was.
It was probably a good call.
I still remember that bad joke I told during the Star Trek Picard episode.
We still go, why was that edited out? Because it was so offensive, we shouldn't have put it on the podcast.
I hesitated and I thought, no, I can't really.
Needs to go on the cutting room floor.
Sorry.
Okay, so overall, it's hard to sort of pick any winners and losers but it sounds like Catweasel didn't resonate too well. Doctor Who didn't resonate as well as it possibly could. And Tintin was found problematic, but
No one voted for it, so...
Yeah.
No one voted. Okay, so I think that sort of covers it. And that's the Cult TV Club, and we'll see you next time. Okay.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year. Okay.